What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hi, and thanks for clicking through to the second part of Insight on Business, the News Hour for a Monday. Glad that you decided to make the trip over. You know, I remember when we had our interview several months ago with the former CEO of Bankers Trust, Sukarati. He said at the time he was looking forward to continuing his service to business and the community, and that, well, that's what's happened. Suko, the Uganda native, has joined Iowa State University's Debbie and Jerry Ivy College of Business as an executive in resident of the school's new MBA program focusing on food, agriculture, and biosystems. Roddy will be planning and leading a high-quality speaker series for students enrolled in the Ivy program. Courses are going to be offered online and in face-to-face sessions every 3 weeks on Fridays and Saturdays in Ames or in Des Moines. The class includes two study trips, the first to Washington, D.C. in May of 2019, and an international trip at the end of the second year. Good stuff, and congratulations to our friend Sukarati. If you're trying to find workers, you, as you well know, are not alone. And now the state of Iowa is going to try to figure out what in the world is going on and how they can help. The state plans to conduct labor shed studies to provide what they are saying are, quote, meaningful insights into the availability of labor, end quote, in every county of the state. The studies are going to be funded by the state, and the data will be shared with local economic development organizations and partners at no charge. We think that they will determine that, in reality, there are not many people out there who are not currently employed, which then again speaks to a whole other series of issues. So who's going to benefit from the tax breaks? I know you've heard all this before, but we might as well go to it again. The Associated Press says that most middle-class families in Iowa will see a tax cut under the tax legislation sent to Governor Kim Reynolds, but the largest share of the benefits will go to the wealthy. A family of four making $48,000 a year would receive a 10% cut, worth about $184 for the entire year. On average, middle-class families, those making between $30,000 and $100,000 a year, will see a tax savings between $86 and $257 next year, based on an analysis by the Department of Revenue. About 93% of all middle-class households will see some sort of savings. Those middle-class households will receive about a quarter of next year's tax savings, 25%, compared with more than 40% that goes to the top 4% of taxpayers. You see, it's all in the math. I was with Des Moines International Airport manager Kevin Foley this past week in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the funding issue when it comes to updating the airport. Kevin told me that even though things are slow to develop when it comes to federal funding, the airport is moving forward with laying the infrastructure that will, at least someday, mean a major expansion. And it looks like we're going to need it. Passenger traffic at Des Moines International Airport rose an unusually high 6.9% in April. That's double the growth of some recent months. And this came with no added routes to any of the airlines. However, with Frontier Airlines adding a San Francisco flight in June and summer travel coming, Kevin Foley expects the strong growth to continue. The biggest April percentage gain among the airlines was 16.6% at Delta, just ahead of Allegiant Air. Well, as you know, last week I traveled to Washington, D.C. with about 200 business and civic leaders for the 39th annual Greater Des Moines Partnership Lobbying and, well, we call it Listening Adventure, DMDC 2018. It's where we go to lobby on behalf of economic development for our region. One of the top priorities on this year's wish list was funding for the airport. The passenger fee is one of those user fees the partnership would like to see increased. However, that fee has been passed off in Congress as a tax. Now, it is not a tax, but never mind. This Congress thinks it's a tax, and they're not going to do anything with tax increases, even if it's not really a tax. Go figure that one out. So, for some time, that funding source of increasing passenger fees seems to be dead. Other items on our agenda was affordable housing, workforce development, transportation, including waterways. That's an interesting discussion in its own right. We're going to be talking tomorrow, I believe it is, with MPO about that very topic, and that and a whole bunch more. Anyway, the trip to Washington, D.C. takes 60 hours of time from the time we lift off out of Des Moines until we arrive. 60 hours. And we were busy in committee meetings with legislative aides, senators, and congresspeople for most of each hour that we were on the ground there. It really is an amazing trip, and I was proud to attend. Over the week, we'll share some of the interviews that we collected during the event. In fact, and it is very, very timely, coming up next, we've got a conversation about recycling garbage and finding new uses for technology and garbage trucks. What? Yeah, click on through. Tony Colosimo next, here on the Business News Hour. We'll be right back.